Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope that by this point in time, you aren't already sick of Christmas. It's been blasting for the last 3 months. Every store that you go into is stuffed with the secular version of Christmas. And I hope that you haven't already grown tired, because now we as Christians get to start the celebration. Now is the beginning of Christmas. This very night, we start the first day of Christmas. We get a 12-day season devoted to celebrating, devoting to feasting, devoting to joy. Our gospel lesson for this night is so well known, even in our seemingly more and more godless culture. If you gathered with us for a family movie night this last month, you got to hear as Linus read Luke 2 in the Peanuts Christmas special. But even if you didn't gather with us, you know that movie well, as Linus recreates what the true meaning of Christmas actually is. It's the birth of our Savior. Yes, you know those words from Luke chapter 2. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Seems like not a whole lot has changed, has it? The government finds new ways to tax us, doesn't it? But in reality, this is from God, because it was important and necessary that they be in that place, that they be in the city of David, that they be in Bethlehem. It had been long foretold that this small little place would be the place of the birth of salvation. This city was the birthplace of King David, the place where he had kept his father's sheep, the place where Samuel had come to anoint the new king, and where Jesse's sons, one after another, came before Samuel, and Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one. Are all of your sons here?" To which Jesse replies, "There is just the youngest left, and he is keeping watch of the sheep." And Samuel says, "Bring him to me." And it is that shepherd boy who is anointed to be king, that shepherd boy on whom our Lord rested, on whom the Spirit filled him, a young boy who had such great faith that he could fell giants, literally. David killed the giant Goliath by his faith and by a stone. This David would grow in wisdom, in devotion. And yes, he was not perfect. Yes, he failed to live a life according to God's desires, but he was a man after God's own heart, a man whom God called to himself, a man that was filled with the Holy Spirit and that gifted the church with beautiful music, music that we still know and cherish today. So many of our Old Testament hymnal, the Psalms, are by David. We have the words of Psalm 23, which are well known. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 51, words that are important to the person who is crying out for God's forgiveness. A repentant heart comes before a Lord. As we cry out with David, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and take not thy spirit from me." These are words of repentance that we sing each and every Sunday. God had promised to David that it would be his line by which the salvation would come. David's son Solomon had prayed for wisdom and had been granted to him, and yet even the world still bothered him. A man who chased woman after woman and had the kingdom divided under his sons. But God's promises are true. God is always faithful, even when we are faithless. And so God keeps his promises. They are in Bethlehem, that city of bread, the line of David, just as God had promised. From that stump of Jesse's tree, salvation would come. And so, this woman, Mary, and this man, Joseph, had gone to be in that place. Mary, when the angel came to her, she was a virgin betrothed, and she is told to submit to God's word. She is told that she will be with child, even though she knows not a man, and that this child is no ordinary child. This child is God in the flesh. This child is her Savior and the Savior of the world. And she says, Lord, let it be to me as you have spoken. Her husband, Joseph, hearing about this, was a just man who submitted also to the word of the Lord. He was a man who heard that this child is actually what she says, that this child is God in the flesh, that this child is his Savior too. And so he submits to it. He follows God's will. And he raises this boy who is not the same DNA as him, as his own son, adopted and grafted into his family. This boy whom he will love, whom he will protect, whom he will provide, this boy whom he will teach everything he knows to. And so they are there at that time. God comes to earth, spending 9 months in the womb of this virgin. And then when the time was ready to be fulfilled, she brought forth that baby boy. Not in the comfort of her home, not in a hospital, but in a barn. That isn't really what we associate with kingly palaces, is it? And yet that is what God does. He takes the wisdom of this world and he flips it on his head. Our God is so magnificent and so glorious, and yet he comes in humility, born of a woman, born in a barn, and placed not in a comfy cradle, but placed in a trough where crude animals would eat from. This is God in the flesh, born for sinners like you and me. Born for sinners like Mary and Joseph. Born for sinners like the shepherds that the angels would proclaim to. No, I hope that you are not already sick of Christmas, because now we get to celebrate. Now we have the true joy. It is ours because Jesus is ours. Lay hold of him. Do not let him go. Don't let the world cast him aside. Let him rule your hearts. The angel comes to the shepherds to proclaim the good news. And when they see this angel, they are frightened. What does this mean? What has he come to do? Has he come to strike us down for being sinners? No. The angel says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ. The Anointed One is our Messiah. God with us is our Lord. Yahweh is salvation. This little child is fully human and yet fully God. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And the rest of the heavenly host can't hold it in any longer. No, they've heard this angel proclaim this message. They've been waiting for it since their creation. They've been waiting to proclaim the birth of the Savior. And so a heavenly choir joins this angel and cries out, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Words that we sing out each and every week. Words that we have held back during the season of Advent. But tonight we sing it with gusto. Tonight we sing out, I've seen a meme that says, how many syllables are in the word Gloria? To which Lutherans respond, like 17. It just goes on and on and on. And it is with joy that it goes on, because our Lord's birth is still relevant to us. Our Lord's death and His resurrection are still relevant to us. You should be so filled with joy that nothing can stop you from telling another person that this Jesus is the reason for your joy, that this Jesus is the reason that they need Him. This is the reason that you are filled with that love of Christ, that the light that shines from God is so bright that not even the darkness can overcome it. Let that light so shine through you that others may be brought to believe in it as well. It came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They don't begrudgingly go, as we often will on Sunday mornings. No, they run with haste to go and see what has been accomplished. And they find Mary, and they find Joseph, and they find God in the flesh, this little baby boy lying in a manger. And when they see it, they worship at His feet. And then they run to go and tell others. They can't keep it inside. This is the Savior. This Savior is born for them. Others need to know. Mary treasures all of this in her heart. Whether or not she knows the full extent of everything that her son is going to do, I'm not sure. But she absolutely knows that He has come to bear her sin and be her Savior too. Whether or not she knew that she would have to hold her lifeless boy in her arms one day, I don't know. But the fact is that she ponders this in her heart. And it will cut her heart in a double-edged way. But that night was a night for joy. She had received this beautiful gift, a gift that many of you here tonight know very well. The gift of holding a baby in your arms, a precious gift from the Lord. This baby is our salvation. This baby grew up and lived a perfect life for Mary, for Joseph, for you, for me, and for the person that isn't going to a church tonight or tomorrow. And so they need to know, so that they can hear, so that the word can work in their hearts, so that they can believe, and that they might be with Him for eternity. So this night, tomorrow morning, the next 12 days, sing out these beautiful words. Don't let the world turn it off in you. Rejoice in the birth of your Savior. Praise God for all the things that you have heard, that you have seen. Even better than seeing this baby in a manger, you see the Lord Jesus as He comes to be with us this very night. As He comes in His body and in His blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. That as you receive that body and blood, you rejoice. Come here week after week as you are told of that baby boy who died for your sins and that your sins are forgiven. Come here week after week and look at the font by which children and adults have received that adoption, the adoption of holy baptism. Come week after week and rejoice with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then go. Go and tell, just as those shepherds did, with great joy. The church sings. Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled, a quiet chamber set apart for you to dwell within my heart. My heart for very joy must leap. My lips no more can silence keep. I too must sing with joyful tongue that sweetest ancient cradle song. Glory to God in highest heaven, who unto us His Son has given, while angels sing with pious mirth a glad new year to all the earth. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.